We don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, good morning. It is Friday. You know that makes me smile, makes me happy. It is a special day each and every Friday here on the Regular Joe Show. That's because after the headline roundup, mere moments away, we will have Open Line Friday. We celebrate the greatest of all time, the one and only Rush Limbaugh, by keeping the tradition alive. We cede some control of the show to you, the great listeners, the merry band of regulars, to pick the topic. And of course, I will set the tone and the tempo when you dial 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Oh, so much to get into, so very much. Was Tom Hanks or the facts of life more accurate in predicting the future? I will explain that after the headline roundup. Plus, we are going to do another edition of Who Sang It Better? And talk about the latest out of Mar-a-Lago. Merrick Garland spoke, but what did he actually say? And the latest from the CDC. Turns out we were right about COVID the whole time. But first, it is 8:07 a.m. Central Time, which means right now in the nation's capital, it's 9:07 a.m. Moscow, the former and potentially future USSR, 4:07 p.m. Afghanistan, 5:37 p.m. Shanghai, 9:07 p.m. That is your new and always improved Biden crime family time check, revealing the crooked nature of those in the Biden family peddling influence for money so that they can get rich while they deconstruct and destroy our nation. Now, each and every Friday, we start the show off different than any other day, not just because of Open Line Friday, but we have a hallowed tradition in the first half an hour of the show that we do the headline roundup. For those tuning in for the first time, this is where Mrs. Regular Joe scours the interwebs, picking headlines that would be difficult for the most trained professional to know. Is it real or is it fake news? Normally, at this time of day, I would invite producer Steve to join me in trying to decide to be the celebrity guesser on the headlines. Headlines which even I have not seen until just now. But today, we have a super special celebrity guesser joining us for the headline roundup. We call him CTI. You know him as Charlie the Intern. Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here. I'm going to beat Steve. I'm telling you, I'm going to be the number two. I'm going to have a terrific game. I'm calling it now.
He's throwing down. I tell you, the Ute, they have all kinds of fire and brimstone. He says he can out. Well, Steve had the perfect score of 12-0. So if you want to beat him, you've got to tie him. You have to be at least 12-0. Or if you can go 13-0, then you would be the one holding the record. Now, today, unfortunately, sadly for us, is CTI's final day in the studio before he heads back to the great Hillsdale College where he attends and will be a senior this year. We're sad to see you go, but I thought it'd be a fine send-off to have you be our celebrity guesser so we can see exactly how good Hillsdale has been training. Are you ready for your first headline?
I was born ready.
Wow. It's thick, ladies. All right. Headline number one. Six Flags CEO, : we became a cheap daycare center for teenagers.
Ooh, I got to say fake.
You're going to go with fake news. You're locking it in. Headline, Six Flags CEO, : we became a cheap daycare center for teenagers. You're locked in. No dateline. I hate when there's no dateline. But it says here, Six Flags revealed it has shed nearly 2 million customers during the past year, a drop that came partly because of an initiative to weed out rowdy teenagers, according to the company's CEO. The drop came partly because Six Flags has been steadily hiking ticket prices after offering too many discounts this year. Chief Executive Salim Basool told analysts on Thursday's earnings call. Quote, so we only got the discounter or we became a daycare for teenagers, end quote, Basul said. Quote, it was a cheap daycare center for teenagers during breaks and summers. In response, Six Flags has been hiking prices to reduce the number of rowdy teenagers running around, much like Charlie the intern, he added. You're not a teenager, but you said fake news. I have to tell you, not a good start.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nailed it!
It's real. It's a true story. So, man, so well, you could still go 11-1.
I'm seeing Steve cheer behind the board right now.
I know. Steve right now just exhaled. All right, your next headline, sir. Now, do you take umbrage, by the way, at the rowdy teenager reference?
I'll take it. I've heard worse.
Canadian man takes out billboard to trade one stick of Canadian man takes out billboard to trade one stick of string cheese.
Oh, that has to be real. That's true.
Now, as a Wisconsin man, you could know it was real because cheese is sacred. Canadian man takes out billboard. Now, were you did you get string cheese in your lunch as a kid? Be honest. Was that
not
a staple?
Frequently.
Really? I thought that was kind of required by law. All right. Well, we won't turn in your parents. Don't worry. The Gestapo's listening, but not about string cheese. All right. Canadian man takes out billboard to trade one stick of string cheese. You locked in at real, correct? That was your answer?
Correct.
A Toronto big cheese is paying big bucks for a massive billboard trying to trade a snack he found in the refrigerator of his new home. Angel Domingo bought a billboard in the city's Yonge Dundas Square to advertise a single stick of string cheese apparently left home by the previous residents, according to Global News. Quote, for trade, one cheese string, end quote, the massive billboard reads, quote, accepting trades for one cheese string, marble flavor, still in original packaging. No low balls, I know what I have. Domingo said he regularly trades items online, such as car parts or furniture, but thought he'd see what he could get for the string cheese. Since the unusual advertisement went up, he's been getting all kinds of trade offers in droves. Now, I'm not a string cheese aficionado. Is there something about marble string cheese that I should know?
There must be.
I don't really. Okay. So you went with true. The answer to that is...
You just nailed it.
It is true. So you're 1-1. We can't use our normal soundbite. Do you have the normal soundbite, Steve? Just for the normally, if it was Steve, Donald Trump would say
that's a true story, right, Steve?
Say your name, Charlie. I don't know why. You actually showed up for his last rally, unlike Steve. Anyway, all right. So the next headline. Got to watch time on the Toronto police. Well, staying in Canada. Spend $1 million on flip-flops for officers to patrol beaches.
That is tough. Well, I mean, how many Canadian beaches are there? That has to be false. Fake news.
Well, I mean, they have coastlines, don't they? I mean, they do have, I don't know, where's Sarah Palin? I'm pretty sure they have coastlines. No.
But who's going to Canada for the beaches?
All right, so just for the record, I have to interrupt. The executive producer is arguing with me on text message saying it was maple string cheese. Well, I'm reading the story, and unless maple is spelled M-A-R-B-L-E, it's marble flavor. I'm just putting that out there. I can read. All right, I'm sorry. Back to the current headline. So what was your answer?
Fake news.
You're going with fake news. All right. Toronto, Ontario. Toronto Police Service is spending $1 million on flip-flops as officers patrol the beaches for this year's summer season. It's a matter of having our officers adequately equipped to patrol this difficult terrain, a Toronto police spokesman stated. This means having the appropriate footwear. Showcased in a presentation to the media, the new police flip-flops are equipped with state-of-the-art military-grade features, including a bull bar, a siren, a bulletproof sole and strap, and a big toe operated 9mm gun. Are you still sure this is fake news?
I'm pretty sure.
That would be another example of, as you say, fake news.
All right, so there it is, 2-1. Going into the break, a headline for you before we hit the break, but you must contemplate over the commercial break to see if it's true or fake. We go to the home of Liz Cheney. Headline, Wyoming livestock scientists develop a goat that tastes just like chicken. We'll get your answer. You guys play along when we get back right after this.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.